Mullen, you know, name brand, you can't go wrong, yeah. right? The nice thing about the Mullens, of course, guaranteed for life. The cartridge yeah. just, you know, you just pop it out. And
I
you
like the Mullens.
Yeah, Mullen or Delta or Price Pfister, these brands.
Okay, so now what about countertops?
Okay, countertop, as you see down on the bottom of my page there.
Okay, not in planning.
It went to, like, the sky's the limit, right? It used up the biggest space in the page, right?
Yeah, no, well, let's just do it. Okay, so we're going to come to countertops after when we get to the bottom.
Sure, well, we can talk about it now.
Because is this part of planning?
It's planning and budget,
okay,
right?
Planning and budget.
So you say to yourself, okay, here's my budget.
So let's just say a normal budget. Let's say you have a $5,000 budget. We're going low end here. You got a simple little house, you know, $400,000 house on Salt Spring Island. It hasn't sold.
Yeah.
It's been sitting on the market. You look in the kitchen. It's like the stock 1964.
Mm-hmm.
So can we do anything for $5,000?
For $5,000 from IKEA, you can basically have everything you need.
Everything?
Everything you need, including the appliances. And, you know, if you're only talking about
okay, hang on,
8
hang
or 10
on, hang
feet
on.
Of cabinetry.
Back up. Okay. $5,000 budget, and you said I can do a whole kitchen?
You can do a whole kitchen for $5,000.
Including appliances?
Including appliances from IKEA. Okay. We're talking
one more
eight,
time.
6x8 or 8x10.
One more time.
Ten.
Let me just say, okay, I got money. For $5,000, I'm not just replacing countertops. I'm doing boxes.
That's right.
Countertops, appliances, sink, and like a tap set.
That's right. So if you're only
a huge kitchen. Just
not
just
a, six, you know, 8x10, 10x10, you know, $100 a running foot.
Okay.
Countertops, you can spend the minimum amount of money. And we're talking, you know, a couple hundred dollars for countertops from IKEA.
Right.
And a couple hundred dollars for sinks and faucets.
Right.
I mean, I was blown away when I went there and started pricing it out. And when I realized that, and I was pricing out a kitchen, a fairly large kitchen, you know, 14 wide by 14 long, with 18 or 20 boxes, the appliances, the counter, some basic countertops, and
Alex, can you help me?
What's happened to you, Scott? Did you fall over?
I'm laying on the floor here. I can't believe that price. Can you help me up?
He got smacked in the side of the head with
$5,000. I still can't believe that. Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So you can save at least 50% by going to IKEA. I'm not saying that everybody has to have an IKEA kitchen.
Right.
We're talking about a typical house that, you know, needs a facelift, needs an upgrade.
Well, what an impact that would make,
Kate.
Like, total impact when you walked into that house.
Right. So you spend the $5,000, but you get a $10,000 impact return.
You know,
right?
Not just that. I mean, the sad
nostalgic
thing is,
look,
when, you know, the little house I had over, just over here in Kings.
Was it the little house on the prairie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when people came through that house, I don't quote me on this. I'm just going off the top of my head. And, you know, my memory's not that great. So, you know, think we're at the $400,000 range, right? I think
right.
we had it listed at $399.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, we had a lot of people come through. It was a fairly hot listing, good exposure. And everybody that went through almost said, oh, the kitchen shot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to spend $40,000. And they wanted about $40,000 off on the purchase price. Like, they were all thinking around $350,000, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
they were thinking worst case scenario. So, at the end of the day, I think he got like $360,000 for the house.
Right.
Like, the $5,000, the return on that would have been just incredible.
Oh, yeah. And you don't just have to go with white. You know, for $5,000,
oh, no.
you don't just have to go with white. You can, you know,
flash it up.
You can flash it up. You can have, now a lot of the paneling on the facades, you know, might be veneers, obviously, for that price. You're not getting the solid maples and solid
right.
cherries and such.
Right.
But they're a foil product actually built in either Italy or Hungary when I was unpacking this one kitchen recently.
Now, is that a play on words or Hungary in the kitchen?
No, luckily I ate before I came here. but the product that you see is the facade, right?
Right.
And it's a high density press board of some kind. I'm sure now, unfortunately, it's, you know, you can't say that it's the most eco product, but
right.
what is eco? You know,
it's cheap.
Saving an
it's
old kitchen.
It's cheap. It's $5,000. It looks good.
Right. Let's use it, you know, and let's
it's going to make your house sell faster.
That's right. If that's the, yeah, exactly. If you're
I mean, if you're looking at
putting a flipper kit. Yeah, flipper kits. And, of course, the sky's the limit, right? Anyways, point being is that I was amazed by the fact that all the product that you see was made in Hungary and made in Italy. And this really? This was in an IKEA kitchen.
Wow, amazing.
And I did a kitchen recently, and we were amazed that by the time we priced it all out, I'm not knocking pre-built cabinets, or, you know, solid plywood is definitely the way to go if you're
slagging
moving
them. Slag them.
Yeah. But, you know, if you want functionality right. for a price, and you go off, you shop around.
Right.
You know, and that's what people do with their computers at home. And I was amazed how much information you can get just from sitting at home using the internet, shopping, comparing. I mean, light, you know, I could digress forever, but kitchen products, there's a lot of websites you can just order things right off the website from, and you'll be happy, you know, because you've saved so much money. So Scott wants to take a little break.
No, commercial break. Okay. One of our valued sponsors okay. who we're going to listen to here, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello Islanders, my name is Anya and I'm the manager of the Salt Spring Island Return It Center. Returning your ready-to-drink beverage containers has never been so easy. We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, next to Country Grocer. Did you know that we recycle milk plastic and milk carton containers? Return your milk containers to Salt Spring Island Return It Center. This is the only proper way for them to be recycled. Any questions? Come visit our friendly staff at the Salt Spring Island Return It Center. And thank you for recycling.
If you're thinking of selling your Salt Spring home, call Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty Vancouver Island. Over the last 2 years, I've sold 18 homes and my clients have saved literally thousands of dollars in commissions. Why pay full commissions? Sell with 1% Realty. Call Scott Simmons at 538-8316.
And it's Scott Simmons back with the Radio Real Estate Show with his guest speaker today, Alex Danny. And today's show is on kitchen renos. You know, trying to get the maximum for your house. If you're thinking about selling a house, and you know, your house hasn't sold, it's listed in a $400,000 or $500,000 range, or $600,000 or $700,000 range, and you've had a lot of people through, and you have an old kitchen, it's probably the kitchen. I find the kitchen is the deal breaker.
Right. Okay. So, Scott, tell me why. Tell the listeners, or tell me as a realtor's point of view. Why is the kitchen the deal breaker?
It's because when people look at a kitchen, if they're from Vancouver or wherever, to them, a kitchen is $40,000 to $50,000 minimum. Like, everyone's good. They look at a kitchen of its date and go, $40,000 to $50,000, and they just walk out of the house. It's like, even if you had a really razor sharp price on the house, then they've got to take off 40, but then they're always going to add another 10, so they want 50 off because they're going to exaggerate. Mm-hmm, I mean, they're always going to, and they even look at you and go, are there carpenters on Salt Spring? I mean, are there tradespeople that live here? Would I have to bring in tradespeople from Vancouver?
Fly over with helicopter?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's a total, right. total deal breaker.
Right.
Every
okay.
time.
Okay.
Every single
so
time.
For the homeowners out there that are considering selling and or homeowners that are even loving and living in their home and saying to themselves, gee whiz, you know.
Well, that's just it.
Look at this kitchen. It's either facing the wrong way, like up into the early 90s, you know, kitchens were in the back, right?
Okay. Well, just wait. Let's, now what we're going to do is move to
okay.
the next thing on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are we off planning now?
Sure. Do you want to move on to requirements?
Yeah, kit requirements.
Okay.
Is that a kitchen?
on Scott's list, it says kit, and he says, what's that?
Oh, come on. Don't give me a hard time.
No.
I'm going, kit requirements. What kit?
Nuts, bolts.
Okay. But the kitchen okay. requirements are, and this is some good valid points, which we went
yeah,
over.
Yeah, so why don't you read off what you've got there?
Lighting, space, functionality. You know, those are the biggies.
And
see, Alex has got it all planned out. The show. Why am I even here?
Well, another thing that some people forget is that Do both parties, or do both people who live in the house?
How do you know it's just two people?
Do they, or maybe it's one? That's my next question, right?
Same
is too. Is it a kitchen for one
right.
person to cook in, or is it a kitchen for two? Is it a family home?
Right.
Is it a bachelor?
Right.
A cool like a man cave, like a bachelor's haven, or bachelorette.
Right.
And do you want to just have, you know, do you want to just have the super clean, absolute minimum, hard-edged, all granite and stone? Or do you want to have the big, open, sort of older, Victorian-style, modern, you know, with a modern edge, say some quartz countertops with some, you know, bronze.
It doesn't sound like we're talking $5,000 again.
No. So,
but still, for $5,000, we could get a pretty nice kitchen, is what you're saying.
Now, the homeowner is going to be doing the work for $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to put your own cabinets together.
How hard would that be to do?
That's not hard at all for anybody. You know, if you've ordered a bed from IKEA or a bureau or anything like that, and you've put it together yourself, there's no difference between putting that together and putting some of these cabinets together.
So almost
anybody could just say, okay, let's assemble them.
Basic hand tools.
Yeah. Really, IKEA, you don't need any power tools. It's just, you know, a hammer and a screwdriver, really.
And you could put it all together and mount the...
Yeah, now there's where the difference is between somebody who has experience or knowledge installing
right.
the kitchen, right? I mean, it was, you know, it's super easy to build these units, but depending on what the people want, you know, are things on a 45-degree angle? You know, is the floor level to start with? There's a lot of other aspects
issues.
To the project. Issues, yeah, aspects, yeah.
Right.
Gee whiz, you've removed... Now, ripping out old cabinetry is not hard, but the old ones actually are so well built. I've been in homes where we actually literally have to just run the circular saw down through everything because it's, you know, solid fir plywood and
yeah.
built with galvanized casing nails that are 3 inches long, they don't come apart. But
yeah.
Anyways, you may discover some interesting scenarios behind the sink and underneath the stove, whether it's ants or rot or mice or gee whiz, the floor is rotten.
But it might be good. It might just pull out and then put the
yeah.
new one in and be fairly easy.
Pull out your old one, clean up the drywall a bit, patch it, check for,
You can always hire someone to help you. Do a lot of the muscle yourself, put a lot of it together and hire
yeah.
a carpenter to come in and help you put it all up or something.
That's right. If the homeowner can do, like, the prep, like, remove the old cabinetry and clean up the flooring and clean up the wall and assemble the cabinets, get somebody to help them come and install it. Now, when you go with a flipper kit, as you're saying, the cabinet, you can order legs with the little standoffs for the factory cabinets, and they're adjustable. So, depending if your floor is not quite level, you can cheat it in with these adjustable legs. But what I generally do is I make my cabinets, my kitchens, just a little bit taller than the average, say 37 inches finished at the countertop, or 37 and a half even. So what I often do is just get some 5/8 standard plywood and rip it into 5-inch strips and nail that together as the base, as the kick.
So you make a little box, yeah.
Yeah, and the beauty of that is you set in your level bases with plywood, and you can shim it and you can level it. And
right.
that actually really helps anybody
stabilize it,
plus level it. If your floor is a little off, you can set it in, right? Then your cabinets just drop right in, 1, 2, 3, assemble them. And if you've ordered countertops that are already the right size, you just drop them on and fasten them from underneath, and then it's a matter of hooking up your plumbing. So, okay,
which is pretty simple.
Yeah, you could honestly, you know, if you did a weekend or two of removing your old kitchen, you don't want to be without a kitchen for very long, obviously. And another weekend or two to put a new one in.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah.
In a 10 by 10 area.
Yeah.
Or 8 by 10. You know, and when you go beyond that, you know, say, you know, 12 by 14 or 16 by 16 with 24 cabinets and a whole lot of uppers and pantries and such.
The uppers are
that's,
not...
That's different.
Are uppers that popular anymore, do you think?
I wouldn't say so, Scott. I think, you know, it's like design and style. Like, you see it in newer homes. I try to recommend people, if they're doing any kind of work in their own home, you know, bring the older home up to sort of the modern, more modern standards.
But a lot of people are getting away from upper cabinets, don't you find? Or
exactly, exactly. I think, you know, and especially in a smaller place, and you would probably agree with me as a realtor, you walk in, if you don't have upper cabinets, it makes the small space feel bigger.
You know, it's my pet. You can always tell how old the kitchen is. And if you walk in and there's a little, like a U-shaped kitchen with a kitchenette off of it, and between the two, there's a nice set of lowers, but then there's that uppers that go along and you get the pass through underneath it. I mean, I always just look at it and go, oh God, sledgehammer time, knock that out. And I mean, it's amazing how, I mean, what do you put in those cupboards? In just a bunch of extra junk that you don't really need.
Exactly, and you don't know what's in them often.
You know, I mean, and so take them down and it just opens that whole room up immensely. I mean, it just changes the whole feel of it.
Oh yeah, agreed. And for homeowners, you know, whether you're buying or selling or renovating your own home, what I like to do is punch a hole through somewhere into, say, a den or a bedroom that's off the kitchen that's maybe not being used so much, maybe it's an office or something, and put a little indentation into another room and then use that space for the pantry right off the kitchen.
Right.
And then, you know, all that junk that would collect in those upper cabinets can disappear into a pantry that's flush with the wall.
Well, pantries have become the rage. I mean, pantries are very, very, very popular. I mean, I don't think I've gone in very many high-end homes lately and not seen a really nice big walk-in pantry.
And walk-in, yeah, no, that's the ultimate, right?
Yeah.
Like walk-in closets and walk-in pantries. I've seen them nicely tucked in underneath stairwells.
A lot of times you find an extra fridge in it, you know, they'll have...
The freezer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're really well-organized, some of them.
Yeah. So, and that's right back to the planning stage. And
it's almost like the pantry's become the de facto kitchen, and the kitchen's become the show suite.
Right, right, right.
No, I was in $1 million-plus home just about 2 weeks ago, and it was almost like a little tiny mini kitchen stuck, and that's where they kept all their appliances and everything, like all their, you know,
but
all the little things.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like the kitchen, like the, you know, the can openers and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
In this back little walk-in pantry, which almost looked like a little tiny galley kitchen because it had a countertop, and it was really kind of weird.
Yeah, you can have all the stuff that doesn't need to show off, like, you know, your staples and on a shelf there. You know, you don't need to open up a cupboard or have glass cupboards with, you know, sacks of flour and stuff showing.
You know, I mean, it's the evolvement of kitchen design. I don't want to slag anybody here, any houses in Salt Spring, but I'm going to slag one. And I'm not going to give the address. And I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm not going to say the price point. And I'm not going to say what street it is. And I'm not going to say who owns it.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
But it's a relatively new house. Mm-hmm. And the design, like, you know, and it's at a price point, $1 million-plus home.
Okay.
But it's at a price point where, in this modern era, we expect the kitchen to be part of the house.
Right. It becomes the living room, really.
The kitchen kind of flows into the family room, into the great room, and it's all kind of there, right? And it's open, it's spacious, and, you know, you expect kind of the bar and the seat, so you can kind of, you know, if you have friends over there, kind of hanging there on the...
Or an island with a bar on it, or just a big wraparound, this island that you can walk right around.
Yeah. I mean, I love islands with bars on them. I mean, that's the thing, right? Now, this house has this kitchen in a back room, and it's like, you know, and it's like, oh my God, like, you know, the first time I walked through it, funny thing is there's a house in Oak Bay. There's a house in Oak Bay, and it's listed at $2 million, and I had clients look at it a couple years ago, and it's like a 1900 house.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of the old, huge houses in Oak Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was built in probably 1910 or something, 1920s, I think, during the heyday of the 20s. And, I mean, this thing's like a 4,000-square-foot monster in Oak Bay. Funny thing is, the kitchen was about the size of the studio, and it was off in this back room. And it's like with the little old lady, you know, the days when the women went to the kitchen and worked.
Oh, and the men went to the parlor and, you know, they had their cigars. And parlors were the room, right?
But the funny thing is, this one house on Salt Spring listed this, you know, at the $1 million-plus, it has that design, and it's a newer house.
Oh,
and
you're
wondering why it won't sell. It's like, my God, who designed that monstrosity? I mean, it's not... It's missing the whole, you know, like, I think, you know, it's just awful planning.
If you're building new, it is so important to, well, what I recommend to people is if they're building new, you start with your stove.
Right.
And you build around that.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
But even with if you had a 70s house.
Yeah.
You can, you know, I was in one the other day. It was built in, I think, the 60s. Mm-hmm. And it had kind of a galley kitchen, but it had exactly what you said. Instead of just knocking out that wall to make it the pantry, you could knock out a wall and just all of a sudden the kitchen's right in the living room, like with one wall down and one island right there with a bar on it. You would have, bang, transformed that house in hours.
Yeah, because you've doubled, you know, visually. You've doubled your square footage, right?
But you've brought the whole kitchen, living room space together. I mean, that's what it's all about
that's
in this modern...
Right.